Bulls continue their road trip. Game 3 tonight between Durham and Lehigh Valley. And our special guest is one of the newest members of the Tampa Bay Rays organization here at AAA Durham, Nick Franklin. And Nick, 4 or 5 days ago, you're getting ready for a ball game with the Tacoma Rainiers. A little bit before 4 o'clock Eastern time, you get a call from the GM of the Seattle Mariners. Can you walk us through what that day was like for you?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I was sitting at lunch with a couple teammates, and I got a call from the Seattle GM, and, you know, he kind of was real brief with me in the early in the beginning and, you know, kind of asking how things were going. And then, you know, he got to the point and told me that I was going to be traded. So it was kind of shocking at first. You know, I didn't know what to, you know, really think. And so I contacted, you know, after it was let out, I was contacted my parents, obviously. And, you know, everything went, you know, pretty smooth from there. Tampa Bay contacted me and kind of got me set up for the, you know, the next flight.
Seattle was your drafted organization. It's always difficult to leave that first organization, especially when your first big league time is with them. How difficult has it been to kind of process what's been going on the last week?
You know, honestly, it's you know, it's been a whirlwind. You know, just going and jumping here on this flight, and you know, but it's been fun at the same time. You know, I love doing it, so you know, that's why, you know, I play this game. You know, I think my feet are starting to get set. You know, I just you know, caught up in some sleep the other day, and so I think I'll be ready to, you know.
You're not foreign to a Durham Bulls Athletic Park. You played there for the AAA All-Star Game a couple of weeks ago. Are there any kind of points of familiarity? I hear a story that your brother lives in Raleigh. Is that correct?
No, yeah, he lives in Greensboro. So, yeah, about 40 minutes. And, you know, I'm looking to spend some time with him whenever I get back and, you know, just kind of spend time with family.
Yeah. We'll put the scouting cap on right now. For the Rays fans who want to know, who is Nick Franklin? What's the skill set? How would you grade yourself out in all those tools?
You know, honestly, I, you know, work hard and come to the plate every day and, you know, want to play and give it all I got. You know, I got speed, power, average. I think, you know, just kind of a mix around all of it. You know, once I put it together, you know, pretty nice for me, you know, just to play the game.
Based on what happened last year with you in Seattle, the 12 home runs, the big leagues, but then the Mariners going out and signing Robinson Cano, did that signal anything to you as far as your kind of long-term status in the organization? I know you've been playing more at second base and even some outfield over the last couple of weeks. Did that indicate anything to you?
No, you know, I wasn't worried at all. I, you know, I was happy that they signed him, and I knew I had to come in spring and compete, and, you know, that's what I did. But, you know, more than anything, I just knew I had to come out here and play, and whatever it was, you know, it's just, you know, it's weird how, you know, things work out and, you know, what they've came so far now, you know, and, you know, personally, I didn't, like I said, I know, it didn't bother me at all.
And you grew up in Orlando. You told me a few days ago that you grew up kind of a Braves fan. Your parents were Braves fans, but they always kind of had a dream maybe that you would get a chance to play very close to home in the big leagues. Perfect kind of ideal storm for you. What was their reaction?
Yeah, you know, they're ecstatic. Yeah, they were, you know, they were happier. They were more happier than I was. So it was awesome. You know, it was a great feeling for them, not only, you know, knowing that Tampa Bay, you know, I got traded to Tampa Bay, but just be on the East Coast, you know, wherever I was going to be at. It's just nice, you know, just for the parents' sake, because my parents always, you know, listen and watch, you know, radio, so they're looking forward to it.
Is it easier for you to kind of get your feet on the ground initially, at least for a week or two here at AAA before Tampa Bay calls you up? Because obviously a lot of pressure with you and Drew and Willie, that you're the three guys that the Rays traded David Price away for. Is that something you thought about at all?
Oh, yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, that's something they give away, a big piece of, you know, the Rays organization, so I fully respect that. And, you know, I'm just going to go out here, you know, like I said, I got to get acclimated, you know, get to know these guys. It's been, you know, it's a little different, at, you know, at first, but at the, you know, same time, I'm trying to get used to it a little bit and just trying to get acclimated. That was a big thing for me, is just get, you know, get my feet wet and, you know, just play good, hard baseball.
What's been your initial blush of the coaching staff and of your new teammates?
Yeah, you know, it seemed like great guys, great organization, great staff, from what I've heard. And, you know, from what I've been, you know, been here for the last 3 or 4 days, you know, I've enjoyed it. So, you know, they've kind of, you know, took me as a sponge, and, you know, so I love the guys so far. Yeah.
And did you have any early conversations with Andrew Friedman of Tampa Bay Rays after the deal?
No, I haven't. No. So, just, I don't think I've got really a chance to kind of see, you know, I got to still make a couple phone calls and get my feet wet, like I said.
All right. Well, Nick, we appreciate your time. Welcome to the organization. Best of luck while you're here at Durham. Thanks.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Nick Franklin joining us for the Durham Bulls. We'll come back. Lineups and first pitch. It's the Bulls and Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs after these words on the Bulls Baseball Network.